for something entirely different, and a Durban-based theatre company called Empatheatre will be performing in Cape Town this week. The company makes research-based theatre that addresses social justice or environmental issues, and they present audiences with a kind of radical participatory experience that sparks conversation and debate. And the work that they will do will tour Cape Town, and that is this week. And the performance that they'll be putting on is called Lalela Ulwandle, which means listen to the sea. And this deals with ocean health, heritage, and conservation. It'll be performed at Magnet Theatre in OBS, and that's from the 27th of September, which is tomorrow, until the 1st of October. There are 5 performances, free of charge, but to a limited audience number. So to explain more, I'm now joined on the line by Empatheatre founder, writer and director, Neil Coppen. Neil, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. Tell us a bit about the performance that is visiting Cape Town this week.
Well, it's called Lalela Ulwandle, Listen to the Sea, is the English translation of the Zulu title there. And it's a production that's been running for about 6 years and touring all around South Africa, and really is stories collected on the east coast of South Africa, oral histories that were done over a 2-year process and that have then been transformed into theatrical production that really looks at how different South Africans from completely different contexts and cultures, how we value the sea and what kind of value we put on it, both recreationally, spiritually, all these sorts of things. So there's 3 very different stories that have been woven into this production, and yeah, we're really looking at the kind of ocean as a resource, and also for how can we make a more sustainable resource out of the sea itself, particularly with oil and gas drilling and all these the Shell and Search kind of contract that was recently thwarted. It's a kind of very tiniest piece at the moment.
And Neil, in my notes here where it says that you present audience with a radical participatory experience, how does that work? How does the audience get involved?
Well, we at Empatheatre have been running the company for 10 years, and we really try to create story listening experiences where you get to come and attend to often voices that aren't heard in the public domain or marginalized kind of silent voices. And so you sit with the actors on stage. There's not this division in the traditional theatre sense of you sitting in the audience and the actors telling you a story. It's literally a very intimate process where you sit alongside the characters themselves, and they speak very directly to you. So it's a very personal, kind of intimate story listening process and a deep listening process where you really get to journey with these 3 different characters. There's obviously lots of theatricality involved in it and image making, but it really is a very beautiful and different sort of experience that I think most people have had in the theatre before.
My name is Amy McIver. I am standing in for Pippa Hudson this week. Pippa is on The Breakfast Show this week, so I will be with you until Thursday, and then Bianca Reznikoff will be with you on Friday afternoon. Pippa back in her regular slot from next Monday. I'm in conversation now with Neil Coppen, who's the founder and director at Empatheatre, a theatre company from Durban that is currently touring Cape Town this week. And he's telling us a little bit about the performance they're putting on that you can look forward to seeing in Cape Town this week. So these performances, I understand, are free of charge. How does that work?
Well, we are funded by the One Ocean Hub and different organizations. We really believe in making theater inclusive for everyone. We realize that often kind of theater is very exclusionary because of ticket prices and stuff. So we really try to find funding so that the work is accessible to anyone who wants to come and see it and participate in the discussion afterwards. The kind of talk back after the show is very important to allowing the public and participants in the audience to have their say, how the play made them feel and how they experienced these issues themselves. So, yeah, it's a very important kind of part of the ethos of the company, that theatre is for everyone and no one is turned away.
How do people go about getting tickets in? Because I'm assuming if it is free, you can't just let the whole of Cape Town in. You will need to cut off the numbers at some point.
Yes, yeah. So you can contact Marie Stinney, MRISTIMIE, at gmail.com to reserve some seats. The shows are filling up very nicely. We've had a really overwhelming and exciting response to the performances this week, and you can just email her and reserve your tickets there. And it's at the Magnet Theatre in Observatory, and their show is starting from tomorrow night at 7 throughout the week until Saturday.
We'll make sure that we put that email address on our website. And then, Neil, just very quickly, I must mention, Empatheatre was one of 8 organizations globally to receive the Bertha Activism Award in January this year. What exactly does that mean? Tell us about that award and why you were able to receive it.
Yeah, I'm actually speaking to you from the Bertha House and Observatory now. We've just done a presentation on the project from the grant that we were awarded by Bertha as a company. And it's a really prestigious grant. You can't kind of apply for it. You have to get nominated and then obviously submit an application. And alongside 6 other kind of social justice organizations around the world, we were given a grant to do and test a new sort of project, which we just returned from in Botswana in northern Zululand. Up by Mozambique. We just completed our big project there that we've been working on for 2 years. So, yeah, it's a very exciting grant that allows you to kind of push your practice in social justice and storytelling. It awards artists that are working in social justice and using art to really try and create, you know, different forms of public dialogue and transformation. So we're extremely honored by it and to foster this kind of relationship with the Bertha House here in Arbs as well, which we're doing today. So it's a very exciting new partnership for the company.
And Neil, for listeners that may be interested in following you on social media or getting involved in your theatre company, how can they go about doing so?
We have a website, www.empatheatre.com, and it's got a lot of information on past projects, the sort of methodology we've developed over the last 10 years about how you transform research into theatre, because I think that's, in closing, I'd just like to say that's really what the company tries to do. You know, we believe so much of research that's done in academia dies a horrible death on a kind of supervisor's desk in the universities, and so much of this research never reaches people and never speaks to people, and theatre and storytelling is a really exciting way to make research relevant and exciting and accessible to people, and without needing a PhD to kind of access and understand it. So that's a big part of our philosophy, and on the website you'll find a lot of resources and information about how we go about, you know, the ethics too of transforming research into theatrical productions.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time and all the best with the Cape Town performances this week. I hope that you are completely sold out, or not sold out, but packed to capacity, and that Cape Town is warm and welcoming to you and your team.
Well, from the RSVPs, we're very excited by the response. I'll be looking so forward to it and hope to see everyone there. And thank you for your support and time.
Thanks, Neil. Have a great afternoon. That's Neil Coppin, director and founder at Empatheatre. And if you're interested in catching one of those performances, they are taking place this week from tomorrow. So that's the 27th of September to the 1st of October. And that's at the Magnet Theatre in Observatory. And the show is called Lalela Ulwandle, which means listen to the sea.